Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Sajan Photography Podcast. My name is Jason Teal, and today we are going to be talking about Korean photography groups on Facebook. Now, that seems like a rather specific topic because, well, it is. But the reason I'm doing this way is because there are a number of great groups that share a lot of amazing information, and they're filled with a bunch of wonderful people that deserve to have a bit of recognition. But it's also a way for people that are coming into Korea to find out local information, to get sort of the insider tips. And this is something that I found many people sort of skip over. They go right to the big groups like Every Expat in Korea, and they try and, you know, find the best photographer or whatnot. But the truth of the matter is if you go directly to these photography groups, you're going to get the best photographers and you're going to get the best information. Now, before we discuss too much of that, I really just want to address sort of why photography groups are a good bastion of photographic knowledge here in Korea. I think the biggest reason that Facebook groups here in Korea about photography are so good is that it's a relatively small community. And I say that just generally because if you're looking at, say, like expat groups, there are not as many people in these groups as, say, the larger, more general groups. Now, with that being said, the talent that these groups contain is absolutely amazing. And as time goes on, I think a lot of the groups will sort of cross over with some of the more local Korean groups. But again, you're getting a concentrated network of people whose passion solely is photography. So if you're needing a question asked, or if you're looking for a place to get your camera fixed, above all, these guys or these people, to be less gender specific, are going to have the information that you're looking for. And again, you can pool the resources, you can get multiple answers rather than, say, just going off of some dude's Sajan Photography Podcast or something like that. You can get other opinions because sometimes, even myself, I am going off of dated information, or maybe I went to this place 5 years ago and now it's closed. So it's a great way to sort of pool the information and build your network. The other thing that a lot of these groups do are photo walks. And if you're new to a photo walk, that is basically where the photo groups get together and they walk around a certain area and just get photos. Now, every year I've done the Scott Kelby Worldwide Photo Walk in addition to, say, other photo walks with just, say, the Busan Light Stalkers or the Ulsan group that I run as well. And I have to say that a photo walk is probably one of the best places to really sort of meet people, meet other photographers, get tips, and gain knowledge in a sort of comfortable way. Now, the way I normally run these is just a very casual photo walk where people meet at a certain time, at a certain location, and they can leave if they want to, they can go off on their own if they want to, and then we meet back up for a coffee or a meal and sort of talk about the day. These are going on all across the country. I think probably the best group, if you are looking for a regular photo walk, is the Flickr and Seoul group. And you can contact Glenn Sundin. He's the guy that runs it. And they do a group walk probably every 2 weeks. So check on their group page on Facebook and see when they're going next. But it's a regular event, usually held, I think, Sunday afternoons. And it's a really good group of people. And their whole group is centered around these photo walks. Now, if you're down in Busan, the Light Stalkers, we probably have one maybe once a month or once every couple of months. But if somebody wants to meet up, we're generally usually happy to do an impromptu photo walk and just get people out. Because again, like, this is a time where you're going to be around other photographers, you're going to be maybe in a new location, and you're going to pick up some skills that you might not already know, especially if you're just going out by yourself. And for myself, I look at the photo walks as just a way to socialize. I'm not really focusing on coming back home with some show-stopping photos. But I do love these because it's a really good way to just to spend an afternoon with other people who like the same things that you like, and you can talk shop for a little while. So with that being said, I do want to jump into a little bit of what I call like group etiquette, because really and truthfully, a lot of these groups quickly turn into toxic wasteland of gatekeeping and horrible dudes, you know, shooting down photos or just, you know, thinking that they're the be-all and end-all of photography. So a couple of things I do want to point out. If you do join the groups, please don't use them as a dumping ground for your photos. So basically what I mean by that is that if you join a group, you know, be a part of it, whether it's a small part, just asking questions or, you know, commenting on people's photos. Don't just dump 24 photos every single day and hope that people will hire you or, you know, send you accolades. It's not going to happen. You're going to get banned by any group. So just keep that in mind. You know, share one or two of your best photos and then help other people by commenting on their photos. And just a point about, be genuine with your comments, because a lot of times people are looking for a compliment. Yeah, but they're also, you know, they're looking for a little bit of commentary, meaning that if you have a observation, you can just, you know, say like, hey, you know, I think that really looks well. I like how you, you know, compose this image. And just be aware that not everybody wants or needs your critiques. So if you're trying to come off as some sort of expert, you're going to come off more like a douche if you're just randomly critiquing people's photos. The other thing I would say is that if you are a part of a group or if you're a resident, don't be demanding. And this is, as an admin, one of the things that really sort of drives me up a wall, especially with photo walks, is I get a lot of people demanding that we go to a certain spot, use a certain area for a backdrop, or, you know, use models or something. And then when you put all this together, you put your time and effort into it, they don't show up. Nothing. Crickets. So again, if you're going to be a part of the group and you're going to make demands, do the right thing, show up, put your effort into it. It's going to make a whole lot of difference, especially for that group. And just as a side note as well, if you are thinking about starting your own group, do some research first, because one of the things I noticed, especially in Korea, is that, you know, say there's like five different Busan groups. There might not be the same name as the Light Stalkers. And that really just comes about because people have just thought, oh, I'll start a photo group. I'm in Busan. Okay, let's call it the Busan Photo something something. And there's already a photo group, or there's already two or three photo groups. So the best advice I would say is, if you're really having the energy to start a new group, go to the old group, see what's going on. If there's not a lot of action, see if you can bring it back from the dead. Because I think a lot of times your youthful energy, your new energy will bring these groups back to a functioning group. And there's a lot of members maybe who would appreciate that, rather than just trying to kickstart a new group and starting from scratch. So keep that in mind. And let's move on to our next topic, which is, what are the best groups in Korea? Now, these are my recommendations. You may know of others if you searched around, but I've been interacting with Facebook groups for probably, I would say, at least a decade now, probably around that region. So the first one, of course, that I bring up is the one that I'm directly involved with most of the time, and that's the Busan Light Stalkers. And I know you're thinking, but I had said previously that I live in Ulsan. What about the local Ulsan group? Well, I'll get to that one later, but for the most part, I highly recommend the Busan Light Stalkers if you are in the Busan area, because they are a good group of people. And also, there's a lot of variety, I would say. There's a lot of different kinds of people who are a part of this group that you may or may not see on a day-to-day basis inside the group and interacting, but they're there somewhere. And this will help you maybe find the best place to get film, or the best place to go for a landscape shot, or even who to hire if you're looking for models. And as well, the group actually is a little bit more diverse than just a bunch of Busan photographers. There are people from all over the southern region of South Korea. So you can get a lot of good information from, say, Gojedo or Tongyeong, or all over the place. And as I said, even as myself, from around Ulsan. The next group I would say is one of the largest photography groups in Korea and has the very easy to find name, which is Photography in Korea, or PIC for short. And this group is a all-around photography group, meaning that it's not specific to a certain city as many of the groups are. They're specifically focusing on any sort of photography in Korea. And many people join simply to appreciate the photos that they see. Again, this is more for people sharing photos and talking about different topics. You'll get a lot of great images from all over the country. As I said before, I think the group is about over 5,000 members at the moment. So there is a ton of activity, and it's got a great group of people. And you're going to get a lot of amazing images, and you're going to get them not just from Busan or Ulsan, but you're going to get them all the way up to Seoul and everywhere in between. So if you're looking for a group that is a little bit more about just sharing photos, then I think PIC, Photography in Korea, is probably the best group for you. The next group is one that I mentioned before, and that is Flickr in Seoul. And they are a photo walk kind of group, meaning that they're sort of a direct opposite of what PIC is, meaning that they are specific to photo walks, and the photos that they share are strictly the photos that people have taken during these photo walks. And I think that this is a very unique approach because it sort of stops people from dumping those images, as I mentioned, in sort of the etiquette thing. This group meets every 2 weeks on Sunday afternoons and goes out around Seoul to take pictures. And it's something that I've yet to actually participate in, but it's on the list. I do want to get up and see how they run things because from the photos that I see, it looks like a really great way to see the city and meet a very unique group of people. And as well, you're going to places that maybe are not on the tourist map and maybe places that you won't necessarily find if you're just searching for the best spots in Seoul. So again, if you're looking for some unique street side shots or a good walk on a Sunday afternoon, Flickr in Seoul is probably your best bet. Another Seoul-based group that is worthy of a mention is Seoul Lighters, and that is a group that centers around photography in Seoul and around that sort of area. But it's also a multifunctional group that not only has photos of Seoul, it not only centers around Seoul, but it also functions as sort of a camera market where people are selling their gear. So if you're looking for some used equipment and you're looking for something a little bit on the cheaper side, I would say, like outside of, say, trying to pick it up at a retail store, which you're not going to get that good of a deal at. But again, this is a group that centers around photography in and around Seoul, which is a great place to go if you're flying into the country and you really just want to center your photographic experience on the capital city. The last group I'm going to mention is the Korean camera market, because I know a lot of people have asked me over the years, where can they get the best deals on cameras, or where can they find a film camera, because they don't want to go digging through the rubble of some of the older camera markets because they're worried about getting, you know, a bad deal or something like that. So again, the Korean camera market has a lot of great prices. You know, you can contact the people. And again, it's one of those places where you can sort of sift through all the details and see what you like and contact the seller. And it's a good resource if you're looking for something that's been, say, gently used, or say, like for me, I used it to find some film camera equipment, but it has a lot of just other bits and pieces and some decent deals. So with that being said, I just want to bring up that there are a number of other groups around the country. I'm just cherry picking the best ones. And as I said before, I sort of left out my own group, which is the Daegu Ulsan Photography Club, simply because it's one of those things where I've challenged myself to try and make it work. And I would say over the last couple of months, it simply hasn't worked. There's a better group in Daegu for photo walks, which people used quite a bit. And there's just not enough activity in Ulsan outside of myself to really get a good group going. So again, that's why I sort of left it out, because it's really, if you're looking to get answers or if you're trying to find the best spots, it's not really going to help you. There are better clubs out there. Just give a search in the Facebook search section. Now, with that being said, I'm going to wrap things up here. If you have a question about photography clubs in Korea, do shoot me an email or just comment and let me know, and I will do my best to try and help you. And with that being said, take care, have a great time, and I'll see you next week.